Here's a question about marriage. Marriage is a contract. Every contract is enforced by the state. In other words, when you are making a contract, the state threatens each participant using force. Therefore, when you get married, you are using the power of the state against your loved one. Why would anyone do that to a loved one? Isn't that wrong? Now, here's a perfect example of rationalism. The state, in connection with a marriage contract or any contract, is not making a threat. It's not any form of initiating force against the innocent. You are deciding, in the case of a marriage contract, you want certain things from the spouse, and he or she wants certain things from you, and you agree, and you also have the terms of what will happen if you dissolve the marriage. And the courts are simply, if either of you reneges on the contract and actually violates the agreed upon rights of the other, then the court will settle. It is obviously illegal and immoral if the state were to force you to sign the contract. You can use force only in retaliation. So there's no issue here of the state threatening you. It's merely protecting you or protecting the innocent. Now, you may very well feel, I don't need legal protection. I don't need a contract. I simply want to cohabit with my beloved. And there's nothing immoral about that. I simply advise you, be sure you know your beloved and how they're going to act in 5 years and how they're going to act after you have 27 fights about taking out the garbage and raising the children, etc. I don't say it has to go bad, but you're leaving yourself without legal recourse if it does.